This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Right, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's a Friday, baby.
Yes, it is.
And it is an OTA day as well. Mm-hmm. All the fun that you could possibly have. Let's do that for the next four. And I didn't want to say that while I was directly in Seth's earshot. I probably still am, but maybe he just got really quickly to his Friday. I do agree with the texter who said, to be fair, he is known as Evil Dave Chappelle in those memes. And yes, he is. But I mean,
they look like they could be related.
Like, they could be kin.
They do.
Like,
they
second
really
cousin.
Yeah. They could sit at the same Thanksgiving table. Mm-hmm.
Like, they might even be cousins to the point where they don't know they cousins until the family reunion. You know what I mean? Like, where they get up there and like, wait, you know Auntie Cheryl? Wait, you know Auntie Cheryl?
She's my aunt.
If one of them came out and said, yeah, that's my family, I would believe it.
I would too.
I'd be like, okay, I do kind of see some similarities.
But it sounds better coming from y'all.
good. Keep it that way.
That's right.
He a legend in these streets, though, man.
100%.
Did y'all know he was in the band, too? He was in like a metal band.
Was he?
Yeah, because they showed a video of him performing.
He is one of those dudes that is like wildly
He was
talented.
Like the singer. He was like the lead singer or something in the metal
Don't
band.
You just hate these people that can do everything. Like, they can do everything right.
Oh, yeah. Like, I got a homeboy who is one of those dudes that's good at everything. Yeah. Like, even things that he has not done before, you just, hey, we're going to play this game real quick, and all of a sudden he's good at it, and you're just like, why?
Yes.
That's
why
so
are you
irritating,
like this?
Man.
It's so frustrating, man.
What is this game? How do you play? And then he's just kicking ass in this game.
Yeah. I have a friend that knows seven languages and can play the piano and is athletic.
You just mad at him for being a good person?
And I'm like,
and he can fish.
Well, anytime he does something for you, it's like, oh, yeah, I can do that for you. I got you. Like, don't even worry about getting a contractor. I actually picked up carpentry. I got you. And you're just like, why are you good at this?
I know. He's playing
the piano.
He's
saving me money, but bleep you. Anyways, let's get going on a Friday because in addition to all that other nonsense, OTAs go public again today, baby.
Yep.
Obviously, the Texans have been practicing since Wednesday, but we didn't get a chance to get any level of insight from it yesterday because no media was allowed, so they got to do this very quietly. But we're back public, so what do you want to see is we're already seeing some things start to trickle out. But 713-572-4610, and then also, that's the number of text, mind you, but also we are always appreciative to the Mokarem Injury Law Firm for the live streams. Thank you, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch page, 610 Houston. And I think, for one, the very obvious thing that we all want to see, because I think everybody tried to tamp down any level of concerns and major concerns about it, but we still all, it's one of those things where you're like, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. However, I will be watching this space. And in that space, there's one man who wears the number seven who throws the football ostensibly for the Texans, because we haven't seen him do it. It is CJ Stroud, and we haven't seen him do it, obviously, in this week. And so, yes, want to see CJ throwing. And already a little bit of
let's Zapruder this thing, baby.
Zapruder film opportunities
little
to do
5-second clips that are coming out there on the field. They're just getting started. Two pieces of film have come out.
All right. Can I press pause?
Yeah.
I feel weird calling it film.
It felt weird saying it.
Okay. I wanted to make sure we were on the same page there.
Two video clips have come out.
Excellent. Continue, please.
One is CJ Stroud. I'm showing it to you right now. Walking in onto the field with a beanie and no helmet while other players are around him
wearing helmets,
wearing their jersey and they're carrying their helmet.
What's a little nasty outside? I mean, if you are not in the Houston area, but just letting you know, I'm looking outside and this ain't just gray. That thing looked like
nasty.
What would you call that? A French gray?
It was.
That is very deep.
I would call it yucky.
Okay, fair.
But however, there's another one that comes out. He has his helmet on and he's with the other quarterbacks.
Ooh.
So we shall see.
Yeah, but
this is where we are, man.
Yeah, no, but seeing him throw is something where, again, I don't even know, even if he does not throw this week, if that is like a crazy major deal. We still got some months to go before we get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's many different places that you can get to, as we've discussed, where you could convince me that, okay, we're just managing his arm, you know, making sure that he feels good, what have you, mm-hmm. right? There's many places you can get to that are reasonable that still will not let me rest on the internal of my spirit until I see, like, the comfort of him throwing the football again. But there's a lot of time to get there. However, I mean, it would just make me feel good. And I understand that they're not there at OTAs to make me feel good, but, I mean, I would appreciate it.
Well, they're not, and they don't have to do anything, and it's OTAs, for goodness sakes. We haven't even turned to June yet. But, you know, as we laid out yesterday, you know, you want to make sure, hey, he's had a lot of time off. They want to, you know, regulate his throws. That makes a lot of sense. Everything makes sense except, you know, you just want to see it. You want to see it happen because he did reportedly have some shoulder issues at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. We went through it and all that. So, yeah, I'm with you. I just want to see it. I just ease all our minds collectively.
Is there anything for you outside of, like,
yes.
potential injury in the mm-hmm. him not throwing debacle, which seems too big, but you get what I mean, like within that kind of storyline, is there anything in it for you besides just want to make sure he's healthy?
Receivers. I mean, this is the first time, I'm not, you know, we have to imagine that he's had time with his receivers, the new receivers, Christian Kirk, obviously the rookies, etc. But this is where you get that big tease, you know, Jaden Higgins, you know, he's made a little bit of racket on social media as well. I just said racket, by the way. And things like that. You want to see CJ Stroud making that connection. That to me is the main reason.
And I mean, again, still a lot of time for that as well as a level of neutralizing factor.
Yeah.
Any other things that we're hoping to see out of OTAs as they go public again? Because I feel like the place where we actually did jump out the gym, and I think that there were some reasons too, mm-hmm. was seeing where, like, the kind of initial rotations or different places that the offensive line, the various and myriad of mm-hmm. offensive line pieces were placed by this offensive unit, the new guys at the top of this, where we saw, you know, the places that they would and would not put some of these guys on day one. And that's a small sample. So mm-hmm. let's add another day of sample to it. Where are we seeing these guys line up? Where are they willing to line up? Because, I mean, especially if they are willing to do all of these permutations, mm-hmm. right? Then maybe in the second day we get even newer permutations, or maybe we find some places where they're willing to do similar things and we can kind of lock in some of our early assumptions on, you know, is Juice Scruggs really going to just play guard or, like, be mostly viewed at that place in this point? You know, where is Tyus Howard kind of really a right guard in their minds right now? Because obviously we can't do much on, you know, what is actually happening when it comes to the physicality, the blocking and stuff, like mm-hmm. that stuff that we'll have to wait until the pads get on. But where they're looking at putting guys, I think could be some level of insightful.
No, that is the story, is the offensive line rotations. We can talk about C.J. Stroud and sort of, you know, kind of hope that we get to see him throw some for a number of reasons that we've talked about. But the story is the offensive line rotations. And it, you know, we talked, I guess, Wednesday when they were on the field in the public eye, you know, about what those rotations were. Here's what you have to realize. Across the league, the rotations are already starting to get established. You know, I was looking at some offensive line rotations for various reasons in the division, Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Indianapolis. They kind of, for the most part, have their guys where they ultimately, you figure, are going to be. Well, that's how are the Texans not going to be doing that? You know, this is the time when you start getting a good feel for who those guys are going
to
be.
Well, especially because notoriously, when it comes to, you know, off-season work or headed into a season work, we've seen year over year, decade over decade, that time dwindle, right,
yes.
for you to be able to get this right. And so even for a team that is in a more normal search situation where there is there's more continuity year over year for the offensive mm-hmm. line, that time in the offseason still feels pretty short to get yourself up to the speed that you would want for week one.
Yeah.
You're adding on top of that new guys And this interesting way of going about the development, which is we're going to throw a whole bunch of stuff at the wall in various different combinations without having guys in certain places off the jump. So all of this time is vital for you, even if it's not going to be, you're not going to be able to do certain things in it. All of this time is important in finding your way towards that end spot. And so I'm very intrigued to watch it as closely as possible.
Yeah.
Like where they are in this progress and whatever we can siphon from the ways that Cole Popovich is actually hands-on in this or the ways that he's going about coaching this from what we'll be able to see. I thought Clint Sterner on the drive gave us some really interesting kind of, I guess, tidbits or thoughts from what he could see being live at the bubble on Wednesday, seeing kind of the interaction and how it went. And, you know, the ways in which maybe he interacted with those players, because we had Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 kind of highlight. And actually, it's worth playing. This is a cut four here, Fig.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This was Aaron Wilson talking about the dysfunction of the offensive line last year, which is obviously something that they're really trying to right and ready.
Behind the scenes, you know, there were players that had issues with Bobby and they didn't think he was listening to feedback and not running plays they wanted him to run. And then we had a discord in the offensive line room between Chris Strausser and Cole Popovich, and Strausser has seemed checked out for years to me and others. And so my sources have told me that it was Strausser controlled the playing time, but it was Popovich who was giving the players the guidance that they'd hoped for and the coaching and the feedback and, you know, being really personally invested in these players and their developments. But, you know, with everything, you know, things change and now they're trying to overhaul this group, this offense, and the whole season will, to me, will be a referendum on the offense if it's good enough.
And oh, by the way, they have a new offense in general. He talked about the offense. That's another reason you want to see how they line up these guys. And you mentioned it, like, it's common knowledge that the amount of time that coaches get with players on the field in the NFL now has shrunk so much.
Right.
This is one of the very rare times. And then, of course, mandatory minicamp next week. You know, you're going to start to see they want to have their at least the bones, you know, the foundation of their what they presume is going to be the starting offensive line. That's the story today and moving forward.
All right. So those are the big obvious ones. What other ones are you looking at when it comes to this OTA's day two? As mind you, I think one of the big things you'll actually be able to hear right here on Sports Radio 610 right around 11 o'clock, because Nick Caley, once they're done with practice, he is going to speak to the assembled media. And I mean, the question that I am hoping gets answered.
Say it.
Look, I believe so strongly in the assembled media here in Houston. I think that we have a good group of guys and girls that are handling this. Girls feels like it's not fair. men and women doing that job, that somebody will ask to some degree, maybe not with the exact words, what the hell is this offense?
What is it?
And I think that anything that I can get towards that end will be very helpful, because we haven't gotten a lot of it. We've kind of gotten speculation and we've done a lot of speculating ourselves. whatever we can get from the horse's mouth, I would greatly appreciate, and I think that'll be helpful.
That is another one that we'll be, and again, you'll be hearing it live around 11 a.m. right here. That's another one. You know, one thing that I came across, and frankly, this is on me, you know, Kamari Lassiter broke up three passes in drills the other
day. Yes, he did.
I want to see, I mean, is he laying the groundwork? Is he laying the groundwork for yet another big, big step? I'd like to see how he matches up today with some of these guys. We will be seeing that and hearing about it.
Yeah, I that one, funny enough, like, of course, you want to see it because that is ultimately just a good sign for Kamari. I don't have any concerns about Kamari Lassiter.
No, I'm concerned, but what if you get...
Like another step?
Two dudes out there that are...
Like, could he be that person where you're like, damn, he could be a number one somewhere else.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I've already felt pretty confident in that regard, and maybe that was just me drinking the Kool-Aid or whatever you want to call that. I already felt really good in that regard. And then also, I don't know how much you make of this, it is worth mentioning that for the most part, not all of them, because obviously there's rookies in here and what have you that have turned up to the voluntary OTAs that we're looking at here, but there's a level of familiarity with some of these guys. And there's one, familiarity with the guys you're going up against, even understanding that one-on-ones can be something that's tilted a little bit towards the offense and the wide receivers. I think the familiarity of being able to cover these guys and covering these guys a lot during the season could help in that. Not that I'm saying Kamari's bad. Again, I'm already in a place where I feel very good about him. I think that those joint practices will be another thing that'll be fun to see him have to cover some other guys around the league. When you talk about what kind of development have we seen from Kamari.
Yeah, and that's why I don't put a lot of stock in the running back situation, Damian Pierce, Woody Marks, et cetera.
That's actually the one that I want to see. Like, well, Damian Pierce is the guy.
This is the time of year it's kind of hard, not even wrapping up hardly, barely putting your hands on a guy. I mean, maybe you want to see the burst. Maybe you want to see, that kind of thing.
You got to it.
But to me, of the rookies, it's Higgins and Knoll, because they're going to be going up against some big-time cornerbacks, presumably, occasionally. And so I want to see what those guys.
Hell, because of Wednesday, I want to see Mechie and Hutch, but maybe heavy on the Mechie, right? I understand that these OTAs and we could take of this what we will. Mechie not having a great day on Wednesday, like today could be helpful in trying to get to an idea of was that just a bad day or is this a place where he is falling behind and very quickly finding himself on the backside of what feels like a pretty bloated wide receiver room, right? Because that's very early on. I know there's a lot of people that are already trying to help him find movers, John Lopez. And, that's a competition that I think is going to be very important, particularly for him, I think to some degree for Hutchinson. But I think, obviously, the other side of that is seeing the rookies who are very likely going to have some level of a hand in displacing those guys if they are indeed displaced.
I do have a question for you here, apropos of nothing.
Okay.
Based on something that I came across right before the show. And I want to know, as we move forward, I want to know if the listeners and Figgy and you.
Oh, this is the spelling bee.
We had a lot of sports on last night.
I missed it. I typically like watching the spelling bee.
Little Eastern Conference Final, Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee. This was the winning word. And
don't Google it, by the way.
Don't Google it. I want to see if you can spell it. Text in 713-572-4610. This was the winning word.
If you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the champion of the historic 100th year of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Your word is éclaircissement.
All right. Éclaircissement. And I know how to spell it because I put this video up.
Because you cheated. Because you a smart ass.
What I'm going to say is there is no way in hell I would have been able to spell it. I'm like not even maybe five letters in at the most.
So you know how to spell it right now without looking right now.
Oh, you know what? I'm not looking at it.
Good.
Maybe I don't.
See how it's spelled.
Yeah, I saw how it was spelled.
I'm going to take all show long to ponder on this because
éclaircissement.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Figgy?
I'm not going to spell it right now, but I have some ideas. I'm going to take the show. If you guys want to take a guess, do not Google it. Do not go find the actual answer. And at least if you do, don't send
how
it to us.
How the hell do you even Google this?
That's great. That's actually a good point.
You spell this next word.
That's a good point. I hadn't even thought about that.
Éclaircissement.
But I want to ponder on this. I want to see if we can all come together and figure out.
Éclaircissement.
It clearly comes from the French, right? Like, that is clearly a French in origin word.
I wouldn't
even got that.
I probably would have gotten that, but I still, no way in hell I would have been.
Bro, I'm like, why are you giving me three words?
That's a phrase. Yeah. I know what phrases are.
Éclaircissement.
All right, so keep that one in the back pocket. We'll go through that. through a Friday show here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Excited to see, keep our eyes on what's happening there at OTAs for the Texans. In fact, we'll hear from Nick Haley, as I mentioned, at 11 o'clock here on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, we're officially at one third of the way through the MLB season. The Score gave us its 10 biggest surprises at this point in season. What have been the biggest surprises for you, especially as it pertains to the Astros? Let's talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.